Before the yeshiva, I'll say some halacha question, and we'll see. Let's say somebody did not have a Megillah tomorrow, and he finally got the Megillah, Ben Ashmoshos. He finally got the Megillah Ben Ashmoshos tomorrow. What does he do? What should he do? Lane, not lane, with a bracha, without a bracha. So Ben Ashmoshos, tomorrow, he got it Ben Ashmoshos. After Shkia, he got it Ben Ashmoshos. After Makabu Shabbos, before Shkia. So before Shkia, they say, should make a bracha. After Shkia, should lane without a bracha. So what hit my mind when I saw that? How could he lane after Makabu Shabbos? If reading the Megillah on Shabbos is a shvus. Shemo Yavet Balaram v'shvus Avabim. How could he read the Megillah after Makabu Shabbos? It's a shvus. So there's a way out, but then I realized it's not a question, because all those that go to my shir know that shvus and mamuta ben hashmoshes. Right, kol dosh who shvus ain't boy ben hashmoshes muta a sherech mitzvah. So there's no problem with the shvus. Next question: in the regular Purim, he didn't have a Megillah or he was sick. And he got a Megillah ben Ashmoshes that Mishmur talks about. He got a Megillah ben Ashmoshes. He can't make a bracha because maybe it's after Purim. But he reads without a bracha. Very clear and smooth. He got a Megillah regular Purim ben Ashmoshes. He can't make a bracha because it's a suffix. It's after Purim. So he reads without a bracha. It's Mishnah Tafresh Pei Zayin. It's a very simple psak. We'll soon see. Yeah. There is a very famous Gemara. We talk about this Gemara. That's Negei Pur Mishulosh. The one has a side. Where did the Mishnah said they had many days to read the Megillah. You maknisa, you aleph, you beis, you gimel, you dalit tesvav. Loi pochois v'lo yoiser. Loi pochois v'lo yoiser. Not less than that, and not more than tesvav. And the Gemara says, how do you know all these different days? When it says, Om Rav Shemen ba'abo, Om Rav Yochanan, Om HaKvot L'Kayim, Esimei, HaPurim Ho'ele, Bizmanehem. Zmanim harbe tiknolehem. There are many Zmanim. Many Zmanim. He's a very famous Gemara. Matter of fact, Chassidim don't say Tachnun all these days. Because for Yom HaKnisa, no Simcha then. Anyway, they don't say Tachnun. The Gemara says, Emo, maybe 16 and 17. Shitzar, Shivsar. So Chassidim don't say then either for the Havamina Gemara. Havamina. Amen. Shitzar, Shivsar. What we say? Veloyavar. That's talk about tonight. Veloyavar. Cannot be passed Tesvav for Mukofas Chaima or Yudalit. That's a child. Anyway, for Tesvav for sure. Veloyavar. What does that mean? They can't make Purim past Tesvav. Cannot be. Cannot be. Again, what we're doing this year is doing against this Gemara. That's what I'm talking about. The Loyavar. Now, I'm going to read to you the Rach. I want to hear if you have the sensitivity to the Lashon that I have. The Loyavar. Look the Rach. A second. V'lo yavar. I have a different Gemara. A second. V'lo yavar. Kloimar. Ain. Listen to the Lashon. Pay attention to the Lashon. V'lo yavar. Kloimar. Ain loy lover, velasos yemea purim, acha yom tesvav. What does Rabbi Shurkin see in these words? Ain loy lover, ain loy lover, kloimar, loyavar, ain loy lover, velasos yemea purim, acha yom tesvav. What do I see here? What? Get what?
Could do it.
He should do it. What do I see here? What word do I see over here? Michoel, Kuta, what word do I see? Ain loy lover. Kloimar. What? What do you say? Ain loy lover. Not just the Kriya. Las is Purim, okay, we'll talk about that. But I have from the word, what does the word Ain mean? What does the word Ain? That what?
Works.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
Yes, sir.
Raise your hand. What's the pshat? If the Tesvav is not. It's not going to be chal. You can't do it. You can't do it, or more than that, it's avera. If you make Purim test Zion, ain loy lover, ain loy lover, and the Mordechai says that it's an iser to make Purim after that. It's an avera. Oh, what's nafkamina? The Mishavura Paskins, he got a Megillah after Shkia, Ben Hashmoshes, and a regular Purim. You read about a bracha? No! Since it's an Avera to go after Shkia, after the day, it's an Avera! You have no right to do it! So what should he do if he gets a Ben Hashmoshes? Nothing! What? After whatever year, let's say regular Yerushalayim, last 3 years ago. Loyavar, after Tesvav is Loyavar. Emesh Shitzar, what's Shitzar? 16. If you make it 16, not the Pshat is not Chal. You hear the Chiddush over here. So therefore you can't read it Ben Hashmoshes. You hear that? Now we'll soon see. The Mordechai is a Beferish. It's an Avera. It's an Avera to do it after that Zman. You got that? Now we'll soon see how. Yeah. Now you have the big question. Yeah, are you having Ritva here? Let me see. And Daf Hei. Ritva, this is Rajba. And you have Daf Hei? There's a Rif and there's a Ritva. A second. Oh, no. I want to have Daf Hey. A Ritva and Moed. Get me a Ritva. Now, the Rif says, it brings the Yerushalmi, that you cannot make the Suda on Shabbos. Why can't you make the Suda on Shabbos? Because Lasois, you have to make. To make the day, Shabbos, Purim, the Suda's ready there. You have to make the Suda. Ritva says, Nikeres, for whatever the reason is, you cannot make the Suda on Shabbos. He says, Al Besudas Purim, like the Rif. Besudas Purim, Ma'achrin. Ma'achrin. Suras Purim Ma'achrin. Sunday is the Suras Purim. Oh. Correct mitzvah. How could you make it on a Sunday? Let's see his lashon exactly. How can you make it on a Sunday? Ma'achrin. You're ma'acher. Correct mitzvah. It's daf hey, Yom Aleph. Second. Here. He says, Ma'achrin asud al acha Shabbos. K'dei shehei simchas purim nikeres. V'loi tisare b'sud Shabbos. Lasis oisom m'mishtav simcho. Eshe simchosa b'bezin yosizeh on Shabbos. She simchosa t'luy v'dei shemayim. He can't do it. Frekt ritvo. How could you make the Suda on Sunday? How can you do this? We just learned Toksiv lo yavor. Toksiv lo yavor. How can you make it on a Sunday? All right, that goes on Mikra Megillah. He says, no. Hafila simcha namihu. How do you know? Maybe only goes to Mikra Megillah. Niskarim v'nasim kosov. What nasim mean? Nasim he learns means the pseudo. Vafil echad b'shabbos. Right. Nami iko v'lo yavor. L'bnei dalid, whatever it is. Iko v'lo yavor. How could you do it? Now from the expression, I may be wrong. Iko v'lo yavor. What does that seem to say? Iko v'lo yavor. And listen, Zaveira, how could you do it? How could you make the Suda Ikabal Yavar? That's the big kasha. And the Ron has an answer. See, there are three answers to this question. What happens if it's Yavar, especially if it's an Issa? If it's not an Issa, also Yishva, how do you do it? Well, Yavar is a key word. In the thousands firm, I looked in the firm, no one talks about Vilayavar, so now we'll talk about it. Vilayavar. So, the Meshe Chochma said there are three answers. Each one is more remarkable than the other one. The Meshe Chochma, the Sameach says that all the Gzeres of Haman and the Simcha were based on the Goyisha calendar. What's the main difference between the Goyisha calendar and the Jewish calendar? By the Jewish calendar, the Yom follows the night. The night precedes Laila of a Yom. That is the Jewish calendar. Hayom, Holech Achara Laila. Vayerev, Vayivoker, Yom Echod. The Goyisha calendar, hear that? Is the night follows the day. The night follows the day. So when they gave the dates to Haman to kill the Jews, it was the night following the day. Correct. As a Mela, when the Takon of Tesvav, even though it goes the day following the night, but still, you're able, there's no way ever. It's still part of Tesvav in the Goshen and the Xeris. He comes with a fascinating conclusion. After fascinating conclusion, the Suda you're going to have Sunday should not be on Sunday. When should it be? When it's Shabbos, the night following the day. Or Sameach said that. Hear that? When should it be? It should be when? On Moshe Shabbos. That's still not Layavar then. Why not Layavar? Because they picked the Gzeir, the original Gzeir of Tesvav. The night followed the day. Amazing. Not Sunday afternoon. Whoa. We'll soon see you also hold like that. That's Ramesha Chachma on this psukim over there. That's not Layavar. That is his teretz. Mesha Chachma. Comes out of Halacha Lamaisa. You gotta make it when? The night following the day. Not during the day. not Liyavar, otherwise it's Liyavar. The Ran had the three answers I told you. Each one's more fascinating than the other one. The Ran says, Vani Yomer, Likoshimidi. Why Likoshimidi? Hey, listen, Kodich Siv Veloyavar, Akriya Koi, Veloya Simcha, does not go on Simcha. You got that? He says, as a matter of fact, he says something very major over here. He says, on Kriya, when Moses says, Lo Yavar, it's on Rikma Megillah. You can't read it on 16. V'loy l'simcha. Again and again, he says the same thing. I was simcha loy dibra akosav, klau. Right. What's he saying over here? So I saw something very interesting over here. What is the Yom Tov is called Purim. Al shame what? Al shame Hapur. So what's the elementary question? So called Pur. Why are you calling it Purim? What do you say? And raise such question? Why Purim? It's Pur. What's wrong with Pur? My father's original name was Shur. Because of the draft, he changed it to Shurkin. So why is Pur changed to Purim? It should be Pur. Okay. If you look in the Psukim, you have the Psukim here, the Maamar Koimus. It's very interesting. In Perek Tesa Megillah, it says, "V'mfloisha osa l'chodesh ador, v'noyach babo osa boy, v'osa osa yomishta v'simcha." And then Yudches, it says, "Osa osa yomishta v'simcha, al-kin Yudches, Hayhuda Prozim, which we are Prozim, Oisim, Jim Abosa, Lacharishado, Simcha, or Mishta, Vyomtev, Shlechmon Shishrayeu. That's your Zion, your Ches, your Tes. Chav Zion, he says, Kimu Vikibul, Ayhuda Malim, Al Zaram, Al Kola Nil Malim, Velo Yavar, right? Chichsovam, Kizmanam, Vayuma Ela, Niskorim Venasim. So what do you see from over here? That how many Purims are there? Two different Purims. That's why it's called Purim. One Purim is for Simcha Mishta V'Yomtev. You may Mishta V'Simcha. That's it. You may Mishta V'Simcha. Then eight Psukim later, Nizkorim v'nasim, kichsovim kizmanom, that's Mikra Megillah. And where does it say Olayavar? By Mikra Megillah, not by Mishta v'simcha. That's what the Ran is saying. And the Mishta v'simcha, there's no Olayavar. No Olayavar in that Purim. When is Olayavar? On Nizkorim v'nasim. Now, Ritva knew about this teret. And Ritva Tainas, what does Nasim mean? A very mysterious word. What does Vanasim mean?
Suda.
Oh, so that's the case. I'm out of business because in the same pasuk, that's his first kasha. Don't have two Purims. It's one Purim, it's Karim Vanasim. If you look at Machzor Shekel, no, Nasim doesn't mean Suda. Nasim means, like this Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, Al HaNisim, and that's not Suda. Suda is before other Psukim. So two Purims over here. There's a Purim of Mikra Megillah. There's Karim Venasim of Kriyas HaTorah. Then there's a Purim of Mishta V'Simcha. On that one, it could be Shifsar, it could be Shifsar, it could be 16, 17, 18. That doesn't say Lo Yavar. Pay attention, I'm going to tell you now. This is the second Teretz. I Lo Yavar? No. There's two Purims. Lo Yavar is only in that Purim. Which Purim? Kichsovam, Kizmanam, Niskorim, V'Nasim. that. Then it says Diva Layavor. That's a run right over here. There's no Layavor on Simcha. No Layavor on Simcha. That's it. Ritvor says no, Nasim. This Korban Nasim. Nasim means the Simcha. The male is included on the Pasuk. This Korban Nasim, Vilayavor. Is it one perm or two? It's a separate perm for Simcha. Mishnah v'Simcha. Right. Sunday is a separate perm. Mishnah v'Simcha. No Megillah. That is the second teretz. The third teretz is in the Tashbitz. It's in the Maror HaKoyimus. The Tashbitz. No. It's one perm. So how does it work? How do you have the surah on Sunday? So the Tashbit says a different Allah altogether. He says the reason you're able to have it on Sunday is a different Allah. He says Yom Shalachu the Suda Eina Elo. It's Tashlumen. It's not Purim. It's Tashlumen. You're able to have Tashlumen. It's Tashlumen. Something very different than the Ran. The Ran talks about Simcha. He talks about Tzudo. There's no Tashlumen for the Simcha. You may be Simcha. The Ran is working the different day of Simcha. Mishnah of Simcha. He says, no, it's Tashlumen for Tzudo. Tashlumen. I lo yavar echanami, lo yavar. The yavar means to make the day, like Zerach says. This is Tashlumen on the Suda. The very big nafkamina. There's a machloikis between Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A major shiloh. And it's a very major shiloh. Rachmon Litzlan, someone's an ovel on Purim. Is it in Shiva and on Purim? What's it then? There's no Avelus on Purim. Right? No Avelus on Purim. Not only is no Avelus on Purim, both days the guy is not in Shiva, both days. No Avelus on Purim. Now here's the big question. And there's no mini destroy on this, but people didn't have Purim Shulish. Sunday, does the Ovel sit Shiva? Sunday, does he sit Shiva? What do you say about that? So according to the Ran, yes or no? What do you say when he sits Shiva on Sunday? But well, Yashiv says, of course, he's Machmir, you have to sit, he has to sit. Shiva Zama says, no way. Rachmon Stantz and the Gael Amaisa people. Correct. Rabbi Kupis is out of Shiva, no, by Sunday. Out of it, no? Friday? When does he start sitting Shiva? What? By Sunday, he's out of Shiva. Friday, he's still. No Avelis Friday. No Avelis on Purim. What about this Sunday? This Sunday. Rabbi Yashiv says, yes, it's a Shiva. According to Shlomo Zalman, no. Now let's figure this out. If you learn like the Ran, what did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? Did no Layavor, it's Shifts of a Shitzar. Will he say Shiva or not? No, it's Purim. And you may wish to be Simcha. Correct. It's Purim. Mamash Purim, the Mishnah of Simcha, no Shiva. That's according to Shlomo Zalman. According to Rabbi Yashiv, that's the Tashbitz. No, it's Tashlumen for the Suda. It's not Purim. It's Tashlumen for the Suda. It's Tashlumen for the Suda. Only he says the Ran uses the word Simcha. The Tashbit says, and the Eshkol, the Suda in El Tashlumen. The day is not Purim. That's why Yasha Pasi has to sit Shiva. The big nafkamina. I'll tell you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Somebody became by mitzvah on Sunday. He became by mitzvah on Sunday. What do you say about that? Does he have to have the suit or not? No? What do you say? If it's what? Tashlumen? No? It's potter. Like Tashlumen, he didn't have the chiyuv, it's potter. If you learn, no! Shitsa, shifsa! That's an egg and a pearl. He'll be chayiv. He'll be chayiv. It's another nafkamina. He says Tashlumen. And that's another third nafkamina. Oh. See, according to the Ran, whoa. He started looking at the Meshech Chochmah. Mitzoy Shabbos. Wait, listen to Mitzoy Shabbos. Can he make it Mitzoy Shabbos? Meshech Chochmah says only Mitzoy Shabbos. Forget about him. Right, let's say, now, can you make it Mitzoy Shabbos? If it's Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, could he or not? It's Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, Shitzar. No! Like every other Purim, you can't. You can't make a Mitzvah Shabbos. No way. If you learn Tashlumen, right, so you can make a Mitzvah Shabbos. Why not? Adrab. The sooner the better. And the final nafkamin is every Purim. Every Purim, the word every Purim, could he start the suit at night? Right? Now, I started like Reb Moshe, I washed with Reb Moshe, and it was like 10 minutes before Shkia, I'm permanent. But according to this race, basically, you could start the Surah at night. Why? Tashlumen. If you're stuck in the day, Tashlumen at night. Why not? According to Tashbit, not only permanent Sholish. Why just permanent Sholish? Tashlumen at night. My shenken, if you hold that, what? Like to run? No, it's just a shift set. Night's no good. It's worth nothing. Nothing at night. But if it's tashlumen, then it could be at night. That is the three answers again. The Shechachma says, not layavar. The run says, ananda purim. And this purim doesn't have a layavar. Only Mikra Megillah has a layavar. Right. Why should that be? And the third answer is Tashlumen. That the Tajbit says, only the Sudo. Only the Sudo. It's not Purim. That's what Yashiv said. It's Avelis. How do you pass? It's hard to know. There's no Menhogim on this because Klal Yisrael did not live in Eretz Yisrael. So they don't have a Purim Sholish. Right. Anyway, I want to ask Reb Moshe, what is Layava business? What does it mean, Layava? Why? What's it? Especially if it's Nissa. What's a pshat? What's a pshat? And Mordechai said it's Nissa. What's going on? What is the pshat? I asked Reb Moshe to find something once. What's a pshat? Layava. So he said an interesting answer. He said that by Goyim Ben, why only Mikra Megillah? Why not the Suda? Why not the Simcha? He said, interesting thing. By Goyim Bench, what's it then? When do you have to say, when do you have to bench Goyim? Right away? Or a week later? 2 weeks later? What's it then? Who knows? Right away. Says the first 3 days. Why 3 days? Because we still Kriyas HaTorah many times in 3 days. Right away. You have a simcha to thank Hashem. Lo yavar. And the Mikra Megillah is like Hallel, Mikra Megillah. Kriyas HaZeh Hilul. That's thanking Hashem. Right. So therefore, no postponing. Right. Postponing, correct. For example, Mitzvah Shem, you get married, right? One uncle sends you in a set of towels, right? a set of towels. So your thank you card will be probably 3 months from now, right? But let's say another uncle sends you in a set of checks, right? Right. A dollar check and a pound check, like Tomo, American and British. When will your thank you card come? Right away. Correct. Yes, that's a thank you. So that's the merchant told me. It's like gomel benching. The Mikra Megillah is a thank you for the chesed, right? Hallel, we'll call it hallel. Mashen came mishva simcha. That's something else. That's simcha. I have simcha. It's a yomtiv that you were saved. That's even later. That's it can be your simcha. I'll show you an interesting thing. You have a Marmar Koimus, you may mishtav a simcha. It's supposed to be Sameach. And Nesma Hashem. The Chai Yodom. It's in the Marmar Koimus here. Chai Yodom says, listen to this. And this is Minig Yisrael. Mishi'ir alaynes, pekoshkin b'nei ho'ir, yecholim l'sakein v'askomo, aleyem v'alaboyim achreyem, l'aseis oise, yoyim purim. Many cities have Purim Day, they have certain nisim over there. As you may mishtav a simcha, years later, generations later, you can be sameach. It says, a day of simcha. You never heard of a city having Purim? Tunis, the Nazis were going to kill them, and they left. What happened then? Matter of fact, somehow they were maybe bombed. The Nazis were in Tunis to slaughter the Jews, the Chmon Islam. So the Jews tried, they collected like $10 million in those days to bribe the Nazis. To leave them alone. Before they could negotiate with them, the Allies bombed them and they ran away. Correct. So, but they made a Purim, Tunis Purim. Right, the Nazis ran away. Who especially made the Tunis Purim? Especially. The Asconim, who collected the $10 million, they especially made a Tunis Purim, right? Whatever happened to those $10 million, nobody knows. You hear that? Anyway, many communities, he has it over here, right? He said, and the Suras Mitzvah, he called it Purim. Yeah, that's a Shemay Mishtav Simcha. It's a Suras Mitzvah. Zeichel Neflois Hashem, he's Suras Mitzvah. Right. Hear that? The Suras Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, Megillas Tainus is full with that. Megillas Tainus is full of the employment they had of Nisim happen, that they were saved. Many communities had like that in Europe. Nisim happened. But I think Layavar. That's what Moshe told me. It's like Goymel benching. It has to be right away. Do you know that? Right, you bench Goymel, you fly in, you bench Goymel, you do. You postpone it sometimes, you're not supposed to postpone it. Postponing is loyavar. It's ingratitude.
What? Honest should be able to read later then.
Honest
should be able to read later. An honest? Yeah, you didn't
have Megillah. I didn't have Megillah? Oh, like by Gemel, you can bench later if you can't. That's a good question. Why can't you do it later? Right. If you're on it, 1 second, if it's like Gemel. You're not showing ingratitude. A good question. Maybe like Plug, I don't know, it's a good question. Anyway, I have a different argosha here. I have argosha. What's Layavar? If you get an opportunity, opportunity. Right. Right. And don't blow it, hear that. Don't blow it. Someone gets a smushel. He planned to come to yeshiva for a year or two. Right. And then he got a fantastic chavrusa. And a fantastic chavrusa. Right. Correct? So he shouldn't say, I'll go to whatever it is, and I'll come back, and I'll learn with them. Right now, you grab it. You have the opportunity right now. Don't postpone it. Hear that? Loyavar. It's an avera. Right. Don't postpone. Hashem gives you a yeshua. You should thank him and grab it. Okay. Haslocha rabba and kabbalah satara and kima v'kiblu. But if he this, you know, it's hashlumin. So that's why in I read, and check it, anybody here from Greece? In Salonika, they start the suda at night. They started at night. Tashlumin, not just Purim Shulish. Every time, Tashlumin. Correct. That works. That's not a spiritual yavar. That's not a stira. So anyway, that is a big question. So it's just a suda this Sunday? Or just a suda, a tashlumin, the Talmud says. So a nafkamina also? Is it going to be a band here? Motzei Shabbos, will there be a band? What do you say? There will be a band. If it's according to Tashbit, it's just suda. According to the Ran, it's Purim. It's shitsa v'shifsa. The real shits of a shift, not like without on the Kriya, don't do it. It's Mamash Purim. Okay. On Shabbos, the band should be during the day. That's the thing. What's the band doing at night? It should be during the day. Okay.